Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Conversation several hours into it for some of you listening to the Good Day program. Can you imagine? Some people listen to the entire 6 hours of this program every day. Ooh-wee. I have a hard time listening to that much of myself, huh? I just heard myself doing something else, whatever that was. But we are here to bring you around to Tuesday the 26th. Molly and Kenny and Doug working on... Working is not the right word, because this isn't really where I suppose. Yeah, it's your job, Molly, and it's Kenny's job. But does it seem like work? Don't answer that.
Doug, we would put up with you for nothing.
Oh, nice. Put up with me. Wow. Ooh, Jesus got here, folks. Amazing how that works. All right, so let's break out the red, white, and blue from Memorial Day and talk about all the marches and all the people who are watching the parades. National Memorial Day Parade along Constitution Avenue in Washington, where you are, Molly. What sort of things went on yesterday to have people... acknowledge and appreciate those who have died in service to our country?
Oh, let's start with Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., always held on Memorial Day weekend, a chance to send a message to the government, they say, about increasing support for the estimated 20 million American veterans. And so thousands and thousands of motorcycles, most of them Harleys, not all, rolled through the nation's capital. Rolling Thunder started back in 1987. And the bikers start at the Pentagon, and they tour around the National Mall and around the monuments, including war memorials honoring vets from Korea, Vietnam, and the World Wars. So there was that. You can't mistake that. We have President Obama visiting Arlington National Cemetery to honor those who have sacrificed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
He laid the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, made remarks honoring those who have died.
Not his comments about Gold Star families were interesting. Those are the families who have lost loved ones who fought in various conflicts. I thought that was heartening,
yeah.
Frankly. A lot of people don't think that Obama has much standing when it comes to that stuff. But even if you think he doesn't, still the words mean something. Just imagine if you don't like him, the words coming out of somebody else's mouth. But the words were of value. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I always think it's important to go by people, you know, by what they give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's okay.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. There was nothing he said that you know, you couldn't really stand behind.
No. Right, so, that's what I said. Don't forget the messenger and just think of the message.
Yeah.
Just put those words, attribute them to anybody, but they were good words anyway. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey also spoke at the National Cemetery as well.
Mm. The parade, broadcast, Joe Montana and Gary Sinise, the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, I love the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah.
Them, at a, what'd you say, Kenny?
I didn't know they were going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. There's something about that doesn't quite ring the bell, but that's all right. Okay. So we all had a day yesterday. I didn't pay much attention, but that's because I was doing other things on the farm because of busy farm time. There is, however, in the back of my mind, I was on the air yesterday. I guess I would consider my time on the air yesterday to be the focus for me on Memorial Day, getting you to think about what it meant. A lot of people called with a lot of interesting stories. Never hear from women when it comes to things like this. And I don't know why. The wives of people who have been lost or the mothers of people who have been lost.
You mean they don't call in?
No, I don't hear much of the emotion. And most people know this is an emotionally based program. Hopefully there are facts floating around, but there's a lot of emotion in people's opinions and experiences that I want to encourage. 888-302-3684. And then there's facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken. Let's see here, Molly, I was just looking at something that came to me yesterday. There were two or three of these that I thought were worth my time. Let me see if I can find the one that I liked the most. And then, this damn computer, I'll tell you something. These things are enough to drive me nuts. Okay, so here's a lady who was working yesterday, and one of the things that we asked yesterday on our poll was, what were you doing? Going to a parade, going to a ceremony, at home, were you working?
And trying to survive the floods in Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A lot of people were doing that. Myra Talley used the day to bring my attention around to something else that we've been talking a lot about lately, and that is the rate of pay that people get. There are two parts of this issue that are especially important to me. One of them has to do with the parity of pay for men and women. One of them has to do with the minimum wage. And one of them has to do with something that is new to the discussion. And I would have you think about this a little bit. The way that that people are interpreting the provisions to give working mothers who have children or are having babies extra time off. There's a survey that has been done. I'm going to back into this for you, those of you who are wondering where I'm going with this. I'm backing into the results of a survey that suggests not only that women are paid less for their work, comparable work, but
well, that's
also
a fact. You can't suggest it. It actually is true.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that it wasn't a fact, but I'm just saying that don't try to pick a fight with me because I'm not going to succumb to you in your evil ways.
All right.
Yes, women not paid the same as men in many circumstances, but this survey of family-friendly policies that is supposed to help parents balance jobs, responsibilities, that sort of thing with having a baby. Yet it turns out that employers are saying that they are less likely to hire a younger woman than a younger man because of their expectation that the woman will become pregnant, have a baby, and need time off.
That's always been the case.
Well, it may have been for you, but it sort of startles me as a result of this study that it's this deliberate, that women... that the policies of giving women time off or favorable treatment because of pregnancy has discouraged employers from hiring women.
For as long as I can remember, though, that has been the case. There are employers who will come right out and go, well, I don't know, you're in your mid-20s, you're married.
How do you say that to the person and not be charged with discrimination if you're hiring somebody?
Because if you file a lawsuit of discrimination, one, you have to prove it, and then you get a bad reputation that you're sue happy.
Well, we get blacklisted depending on what down where you're working and how tight in
especially in the entertainment industry.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. All right, so there's that. But this lady says in her note to me, I've worked for 23 years helping the poorest and frailest seniors remain in their home for as long as possible. I have a master's degree in gerontology. Absolutely love what I do. My hourly wage averages out to not much more than $15 an hour, which is where some want to go with the minimum wage. Where does that leave me and others like me who have advanced degrees, who offer assistance, guidance, and caring and truly help other people? You know, that's a terrific question, a stimulating question, one that gets us to focus on how screwy the rules, the laws, the thinking is. I mean, all of these things put together. The minimum wage, women who are given benefits if they are pregnant and therefore they aren't desirable hires, and other things that enter into workplace discussions. Think about it. It's really kind of screwy when you get right down to it. And I guess my question would be in part here, other than whether you're outraged at that reality, but what role is has the government made it better or worse? 888-302-3684. Maybe that's a question for Facebook and Twitter as well, Kenny. Is the government interference, because that's what you can put it in quotation marks if you want, government influence, government, whatever you want to call it, does it make the conditions that men and women operate under in terms of the workplace better, more fair, more just? What's the reality for you? How have you been affected in your job, your career, by government policy? 888-302-3684, 16 after the hour. Here's a job for those who are into construction, have their own building companies. You're looking for excavators, bulldozers, loaders, trucks, trailers, graders, compactors, military surplus, all kinds of trucks. If that's what you have on your mind this week, and I'm not being facetious, go to ironplanet.com. Iron Planet is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment. They sell trucks, trailers, government surplus, all kinds of things, as I've just enumerated. I've used them. I like them. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the list here because I'm on their email list because I have sold things using Iron Planet. Yesterday we got into this discussion about a Caterpillar D9G.
Please don't. Are you going to do that again?
No, I never do the same thing twice. You know.
Okay.
What do you mean, please don't?
It went on forever. He was talking about a Caterpillar and a tractor
three,
pushing
four.
Thing.
It's a bulldozer. You sound like a woman.
It had stuff and it moved about and it did farm stuff and it went on and on.
So I'm looking at the list of things here. There are John Deere backhoe loaders, T-Rex backhoe loaders, Ford backhoe loaders, all kinds of really cool construction equipment. If you're in that, Bobcats and Caterpillar this and Kubota that. But there's 2,200 items that are all available for sale at this auction on Thursday and Friday of this week. They come with the Iron Planet guarantee that basically says what you see is what you're going to get. They have inspections that the people who are selling the equipment, they pay for. It becomes part of the deal. I did it. And so you know as a buyer, you're going to get what they tell you is for sale. That's why so many people go to Iron Planet, because they trust them. Items for sale. You name it in construction, that's for sale. That's what's for sale. Don't miss out on this huge auction. Preview the items, see the photos, browse the inventory, bid on the items, go to ironplanet.com, or text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all the items in Iron Planet's giant May auction. ironplanet.com, or text the word LIFT to 511-511.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's VistaPrint.com, promo code 2020.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thrill is gone for B.B. King because he's gone to the happy hunting ground. Happier than perhaps he was with his tired, broken old body. But the story didn't end with his death, apparently. A couple of his daughters been outspoken about his final days. In fact, they have accused B.B. King's closest aides of poisoning him. But the attorney for King's estate called the claims ridiculous. Police say there's no homicide investigation. Three different doctors determined that King was appropriately cared for. He got 24-hour care, monitoring by professionals up till the end. The daughters are Karen and Patty. They allege that family members were prevented from visiting Mr. King by his business manager, Laverne Tony, and his assistant, Myron Johnson. And they worked together to hasten their father's death. And so they're going to have a fight about this. Good God, can anybody die in peace anymore?
Well, there's also going to be an autopsy.
Right, right. What do you suppose? Does it go like it does on the television shows? They have all these medical shows that they cut into everything, rip open your chest, and how do they do it? Anybody ever see an autopsy performed? No.
I haven't.
No.
I've not had that opportunity, no, right. Really. Yeah. No.
All right. It's television time, 25 after the hour. Let's do some provocative thinking. I've highlighted, sometimes I'm in and out of Wendy Williams in terms of what I find her doing and saying. And one of the things I find most compelling about her program that airs around the country, usually in the late morning or early to mid-afternoons, conversations about a lot of issues of the day. She always goes out into the audience and answers questions about life from audience members. Here, she talks about continuing to be friends with coworkers after one who worked with them was promoted to a better job.
I'm a social worker, and I should be getting a supervisor position next month. My problem is I'm friends with everyone at work. How do I get them to respect me in my new role, and should I still be having lunch with them?
It's nice to know people at work and be kind, but they're not paying your bills. Whenever it comes down to you or them, you always better choose you.
Yes.
That's number one. And then the second thing with regards to work, unfortunately, it's lonely at the top. You order your sandwich, you eat it at your desk by yourself with your new larger paycheck and your new larger title.
Yes.
Okay?
Isn't that good advice? I find her advice. What's his name, Al?
I don't like it. You do?
Yeah, I do. I think it's appropriate.
Why can't you be friends?
Because it always comes back to, I've done this. I've been friends with people that work for me for years, and I am now with all of you, but it's somehow or other, it's a different atmosphere where we're all working and talking together, and we all sort of have a status that is understood. A lot of times that doesn't happen to translate well into, let's say, a factory situation or an office situation where it's kind of different. You've never worked in that sort of a way. You've always been on the air doing this sort of thing, right? Have you ever had a sort of a regular 9-to-5 job in an office?
I think a couple of times here and there, but I think it depends. We should preface what she's saying maybe with, it depends on who you're working with. If you're working with true professionals, you can be friends, you can hang out, and they respect your title, and then even more so than your title, they're going to want to do things for you because they like you.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case. Wendy here answers another question about introducing her much older boyfriend to her parents.
My boyfriend is 44 years old.
And how old are you, dear?
I'm 24. He used to be married. My parents are in town from Atlanta, and they want to meet him. I'm afraid because he's 20 years older than me.
Yes, you need to be afraid. And he's never met your parents?
No.
Is he pressuring you?
Well, because they're in town a little.
Yeah. Guard your grill and knuckle up, because your parents are going to give you the business. And if you love him, then you've got to own that love. You can't stand like a little girl. You can't talk like a little girl. You've got to own that love, okay? Quite frankly, I'm against it, but you're not my daughter.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, after her anti-Muhammad cartoon contest, is Pamela Geller a Paul Revere or a bigot hiding behind the First Amendment?
Get out to the forest.
Woo-hoo!
And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What glorious
clean water.
Woohoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing!
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Islamophobe Pam Geller had an anti-Muhammad cartoon contest that was attacked. Is she a Paul Revere or a bigot hiding behind the First Amendment?
Since you called her an Islamophobe, I think she is a First Amendment, First Principles, constitutional hero. I really appreciated this. And it's where the left meets the right. This goes back to the First Amendment. This has been from the founding of our country. Why is it stupid and bigoted to it's the Islamist extremists who are beheading Christian children who are besmirching Muhammad? Not cartoons, not Pamela Geller.
Both things can be true, though. It's true that Pamela Geller has a long history of inciting hatred against Muslims. That doesn't make it okay, of course, as we've acknowledged, for people to come and engage in gunplay there. She's not responsible for the shooters there. They're responsible. At the same time, though, let's not pretend that she's engaging in some sort of noble exercise in free speech here. This was all about insulting Muslims. That's why she did this.
That was your Both Sides Minute.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so your advice to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Past mistakes and former lives, bank account is overdrawn. Out of Prozac, headlines gone. Hearing voices in my head say I should have stayed in bed.
33 at the hour now on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. It is time for us to discuss some of the things that are going on today, including the weather from the weekend. I feel like the weather I used to work when I was a kid starting in broadcasting, we had a jingle for everything. And one of them was, tick-tock, tick-tock, here's the right time by the studio clock, tick-tock. And then the weather jingle, what was the weather? The weather was, It was a what-to-wear weather forecast. Here's what to wear today.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that one when it's phooey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it was a phooey time. Meanwhile, the weather has been much in the news in addition to the Memorial Day services that have taken place or the acknowledgments or whatever, parades, all those things that have taken place that we've been talking about. The floods in Texas and Oklahoma, the tornadoes in these areas. The only thing good about this is it wiped out a bunch of really bad along the Mexico-American border, some of these places where those who come across illegally, they were all flooded. I hope there wasn't anybody in those tunnels. Hey, you know what's really amazing as an aside? That we know where all the tunnels are. We know we wanted to make sure that there wasn't anybody caught. They actually had Border Patrol people going to look in the tunnels to make sure there was nobody in there during the floods. Huh?
Why? You want them dead?
No, I want them arrested. I want the tunnels to be plugged up. If we know, if it's that silly, do you realize how silly that is? We go look in the tunnels and make sure there's nobody in there that would have gotten drowned because of the bad weather. Hello?
When they don't look in there when there's good weather?
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
Check them at other
Oh, my
times.
God. Hello? Ding, 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 ding. All right. Anyway, having said that, what about the weather-related aspects of this story, Molly?
Poor Texas, Oklahoma, just getting pummeled.
You know, you get what you deserve in this life.
What?
Oh.
What did that mean?
No, keep going.
All right. So if it's not really tornadoes, then it is the rain that is hitting this area and the Blanco River rising so quickly. Crews this morning searching for about 12 people who have been reported missing in Texas. About 1,000 homes in central Texas either destroyed or severely damaged. The line of storms now being blamed for 3 deaths over the weekend. Emergency crews have been pulling people from the Blanco River it rose so quickly. It took out homes. It took out businesses, cars.
Did you use the term river. Biblical?
Did you I use don't that think term? So. No,
I hear that. I heard that term, Ben. Used someplace. It echoed in my mind when I thought you just said it.
I think I said businesses, maybe.
Okay, well, this storm, according to some, is of biblical proportions.
Really?
And whatever, does that mean the parting of the seas?
I think that means that Austin's building an ark.
Is that what it is? Well, this is still going to continue today,
yeah.
Right? The heavy rain today is
yeah,
the forecast
yeah, there
for more
could be
areas.
More flooding, and it's really bad, especially between Austin and San Antonio.
All right, so those of you who are listening in Texas, we have at least 4 or 5 stations around Texas. How's the rain? What do you want to report? Your experiences, if you want to share them, 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/good day. I'm going to start my own. How about wait a minute, hold on, I think I just got an idea. Let's start our own company that does social media. We'll call it Fastbook. How about that? Or Fastlook, maybe even better. Does that sound good?
You're an idea man.
What do we do with that? Yeah, but I don't know how to execute any most of my ideas. All right, so the weather is lousy. And so, what do? You tell us your story if you have one. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Any weather-related posts, Kenny?
I don't see anything at the moment.
Right.
People in the affected areas don't have...
They may not be able to... Yeah, I mean, most of
yeah.
us... Hello, wait a minute. Duh. Why did I just ask people to call? Most of the time, when circumstances are this bad, they lose all of their power, and so they can't get out. Yeah, all right. So if you don't call, that means they aren't listening either. Because they can't hear us.
Well, that's because they're busy with flotation devices right now.
Okay. So, here's something that goes back a bit. A report was issued over the weekend on another historical weather anomaly. That's what people called Hurricane Katrina. It's been 10 years this September since the hurricane basically wiped out New Orleans. And so as people have tried to understand why it was as bad, it was a very powerful storm. But the real problem, according to the study that came out this weekend, wasn't in the storm, but the fatal engineering flaws that were made in the flood protection system built by the Army Corps of Engineers. And so... what has the Army Corps of Engineers done to correct their mistakes since Katrina? Absolutely nothing. In fact, they pretty much rebuilt the old system based on the old. The new system is the old system without any real changes. So this is a peer review study written by experts involved in some of the most significant examinations of Katrina and of the the levee systems that were designed, the process that was used for designing them, and the process used for building them, according to the Missouri University School of Science and Technology, that's where the study was done. They're not, they haven't pointed the finger at any one person. They don't say there's a bad guy and their hand needs to be slapped. What they basically do in this study is completely condemn the entire government operation. And as a result of this, there will be huge legal liability for the federal government. Huge. There already have been all kinds of lawsuits. But isn't there a law that says you can't get more than $225,000 out of the government? Is that a federal law? Anybody know? I don't want to talk like a man with a paper, but...
I don't know, but I think what a lot of people forget in the situation with Katrina and New Orleans, as you mentioned, is that basically Katrina came through. I remember, you know, following this, I was on the air when this happened. Katrina came through, everybody breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
There was some damage, and then the levees broke.
Right.
And that's what flooded.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Lake Pontchartrain area, the flood walls along these canals during the hurricane, they just all broke. And by the way, when you go back to another report that was issued in 2006, which was a year after this event, the National Science Foundation upheld a common refrain that local officials in New Orleans had contributed to the disaster by forcing the Corps to build less effective protection for the city. I'm not sure how that all works itself out. How does the federal government, when's the last time you saw the federal government kowtow to the local government when it came to things like this? Oh, we're not going to do it because the locals don't want us to do it. I mean, that's really one of the big problems of the federal government, because they've taken away home rule, in a sense. So I'm looking at both of these reports reviewed in a very good article in the New York Times yesterday that basically, and I say that sort of advisedly, because sometimes when you say something like that on the air, people just kind of, oh, the New York Times, what do they know? They're always trying to discredit the government. Well, I find the New York Times and the L.A. Times, when it comes to things like this, and the Washington Post, pretty good. I don't like their political slant at all. But in this circumstance, what they're doing is taking away a lot of the gobbledygook. You know, the United States of America spent $14 billion rebuilding that levee system, which is exactly the same as the old one. $14 billion. And if Katrina comes through there again this fall, the same damn thing is going to happen. So, and the reason I point these things out, to the frustration of many, and I find it, I guess, to a point it's like amusing that we are all so foolish. That's really why I bring these things up. Not to give myself high blood pressure or you to go crazy, but why do we put up with this, is the question. Isn't it? What's the important question here? Am I asking the right question?
Yeah. And we do it over and over.
We do. And that's what makes it funny. To a point, kind of a sick black bit of humor. But we do it over and over again. It's like going to war. We go over and over again to war, and we acknowledge all the people that die in Memorial Days, and what do we go to war for? What do we get out of it? Nothing anymore. We go to war for no good reason. Well, you may think there's a good reason. I mean, it would be nice if we could wipe ISIS out. But ISIS came as a result of us creating them through the Iraq War. So it becomes ludicrous. What is serious and what gets us cranked up, you know, really is kind of silly. That we are, as humans, we are just destined, apparently. One of the things that we haven't learned in our lessons is to not repeat the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. That's the isn't that the definition of insanity? do the same thing over and over again and expect something different. We went into Iraq, made a mess of it. Went to Afghanistan, made a mess of it. Went into Korea, made a mess of it. Went into, people argue about, maybe we kept all of Korea from going communist. Yeah, maybe you can make that argument. Certainly didn't do anything to make Vietnam better. Although, as a result of the war and all the money we spent over there, do you know how much money we spent rebuilding that area of Southeast Asia? Take a guess. Over the years. Want to take a guess?
Oh. It's got to be in the billions.
Are you kidding? $14 trillion we have spent in Southeast Asia since the 1960s. Going to war, fixing the mess, creating a new infrastructure, encouraging the areas that we messed up to become more developed societies. And in turn, they become great trading partners. But is that the way to do it? We'll spend $14 trillion. We'll blow up everything in your country, destroy everything. We'll rebuild it for you, and then you can be our friends and be trading customers with us. How's that? That's a recipe for success. Am I finding that right?
It's hard not to just laugh.
It is. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of amusing.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it. And we're silly enough, but is that good? Look at our economy. It's bustling because of it. So maybe going to war with people, even though we kill a lot of people, is good for the economy. What's more important, the people's lives or the fact that the country's maybe better off after it? That's really a good discussion, isn't it? Well, right now, the discussion focuses on your teeth. Smile! Look in the mirror! How do your teeth look? Are they nice and white? No? Oh, have I got a fix for you. It's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you the smile that you've been looking for. Got yellow teeth because of coffee, tea, wine, smoking, whatever. Maybe it's hereditary. You got ugly teeth. This fixes, this doesn't fix teeth that are going every which way but loose. Yeah, if you got teeth pointed here and there. You're not going to fix that. I was looking, I've told you about the documentary of the Roosevelts that I've been watching on the plane. It was on PBS. What stands out, these people had all this money and their teeth were horrible. Ever look at a picture of FDR? His teeth are horrible. Sticking out all over the place. His wife, same thing. Come on, man. Get some braces and straighten them out. But that doesn't straighten out, braces don't straighten out the yellowing of your teeth. But Power Swabs does. You'll see a change 2 shades whiter in about 5 minutes. Put the two, the swabs come in two different, they're two different colors, if you will. There's a blue and there's a white. And you put one on first, wipe it around, put the other one on later on, and you'll see the change. 2 shades almost instantly. And in 7 days, 6-7 shades brighter. Just keep this going and keep your teeth white. Get them white. Keep them white. By the way, there is no bad stuff here. It's only good. It's a tooth detergent that's all natural, a whitening agent that will make sure you don't have sensitive gums when the process is all over, which is not what most of the other products you'll use will affect your gums. You don't want that. You want to be comfortable and get the best results. Dial 800-281-6829 if I've convinced you this sounds like a good idea. Transform your smile into a wowzer by dialing 800-281-6829, Power Swabs, 800-281-6829. Look at my smile. You want to have teeth like me? Want to have a smile like mine? When you grow up, kids, this is the way to do it. 800-281-6829.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-203-3186. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-203-3186. That's 1-800-203-3186. Again, 1-800-203-3186.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine here, to help us understand what's going on with BlackBerry. If you have a BlackBerry and like BlackBerries, I happen to have them every morning for breakfast. They're especially yummy.
Different BlackBerries.
Oh! Really? Oh, my God. No wonder this didn't make any sense to me. But I'll have Greg straighten it out for you in just a moment. So if you have a BlackBerry, stand by on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
All right, for the 14 of you that still have Blackberries, you may be interested in knowing that the company has issued layoff notices to a number of their employees, and that has to be because iPhones have, what do they say, eaten their lunch? What's that expression?
Maybe that's not a bad expression.
There's an expression, but it's cruder than that that I don't want to use on here. But so anytime I've ever seen a BlackBerry, I, as a matter of fact, almost got a BlackBerry instead of the Samsung that I have because the keyboard seemed easier to use. It was smaller. I don't know. I thought that they were better, but apparently Apple has convinced people that they aren't. So what happens to the future of BlackBerry?
Well, it's funny. I just Googled the word BlackBerry in Google News, and I see rumors that Microsoft is interested in acquiring it. I see.
Really?
Yes, I see news of layoffs.
Why would Microsoft want to acquire BlackBerry? What would be in it for them?
BlackBerry has a lot of technology that will do somebody a lot of good.
Really?
They have a lot of technology when it comes to security and servers, and so it's not a company without value. They just have not been successful at making phones.
Huh.
So they might go into the
what else do they make?
Other well, they make security software and they make server software.
So their software is what's good. Their equipment is not.
Their phones used to be the best the planet.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the iPhone came along, and people, you know, I mean, Apple seduced people, and people quickly... It was a brilliant product with brilliant marketing, and BlackBerry never came back, and when they've introduced phones since then, they have frankly been terrible. I think I've used every phone they've released since the iPhone was introduced, and they got increasingly worse, not increasingly better.
All right, speaking of that, and Microsoft, Windows 8 is a disaster for me. I had...
leave the for me part off. It's just a disaster. Faster, yes.
Okay. So how do they keep saying, I'm using Windows 8, I'm going to stop. I'm going to use Windows, go back to 7.
Okay.
But it costs $200 more to buy, to have another. I've had three computers outfitted with Windows 8, and it is an ungodly, it really
it's
is.
It's like a BlackBerry.
It's offensive to spend this kind of money to keep this stuff working and supporting it. And the guy, my technology guy says, well, I'll give you Windows 7, but it's more expensive. I said, why?
Well, here's why, and it's a brilliant little move on Microsoft's part. When you buy a... See, they need more people to use Windows 8. People were
Why
so,
would you use Windows 8? It sucks.
Well, you wouldn't, and that's the point. So you have to buy a Windows 8 computer. They get to get... That's a check mark for them, and then you pay for Windows 7, and that's another check mark for them. They're actually... They're cooking the books in a way.
But they don't make computers, per se.
No, but they make the software, and they want to have more and more people using Windows 8. It's all for the analysts and the shareholders.
Wow. Terrific. They got that much power. Bunga bunga. Greg Stebbin.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.